It's very strange. Like, also the process of making it was very, very weird. Like, the entire time not knowing what's going on, but at the end of it, just realizing it made this entire album without realizing it. So it was a really beautiful, but also really kind of hard process. So yeah, it's really means a lot to me to be able to show it tonight. But yeah. It's also my first poetry performance. Like, I've done short, kind of like one or two poems before within another sort of context, but it's the first time I do like a full-on poetry-focused performance. So yeah, let's see how it goes. just information about me is I'm from Sweden, but I live in Berlin. And I'm actually going to start tonight with a poem for Berlin. So yeah, hope you enjoy. Cheers. Berlin is so random. Why is it that all the people I love I met there? And why is it that they all have to leave? Why do we all feel like we need to leave Berlin? What terrible magic, desiring gloom, chaos and confusion is drenching the city in paralyzed aesthetic vacuums and poisoning people's minds with the idea of freedom to live and dance and die inside, and to cry alone in the gutters among familiar strangers and strange familiars. And what is really going on? Where are the heartful people hiding behind smoky bar desks and in white offices, among dirty details and stylish distractions? All the so-called artists becoming no more than attractions, all the repeated topics and search for reactions, all the ignorant competitions, all the abundance of musicians, all the lifeless definitions, all the young ambition soon to fade in the eyes of technicians, all the lost exhibitions and static abstractions and frozen talks of well-known politicians, all personal transition, all status, all position. Where are the spirits escaping to when all the noise has made us deaf and all the lights have turned off? Where do we exist between empty galleries and closed doors, between boring beer and mouths shut, between tourists and beggars and fake identities, between history trends, impersonal change and pointless scenes? All the muddy parks, all the hipster talks, all the Turkish street food, all attempts to be understood, all the lies and all the promises, all the rats and all the cigarettes, all the people who came and went, all the desperate midnight messages sent to save us from the jungle and become part of the city, to hope there is a place for us, there is a long-lost destiny to be found, hoping it will come to me, and once again confronted by reality, we tell ourselves to try one more time. We run out in the street screaming we're free, when all we want is to be found. But we wasted our time making sterile sound, try to temporary fleeing away from the ground, or trying to find something holy from a time long ago, external communal memory of what we will never know. Attempts to exist, attempts to express, attempts to find people to share with in the mess. But we continue to dream about Berlin, though we know now it's no longer a dream. It's so superficial, and maybe therefore so real. It scarred us entirely and gave us the recipe to heal. I laugh, I sigh, I love, I hate. I run, I fly, and in its absence I create. I enter the mass, I stay up late, I smoke, I fade. I continue to collect that empty fate. Maybe forgotten in the mass is the way to be free. Maybe pretty disguises are ways to be perfectly in key with this fake reality.
Here's the box, honey. Are you inside or outside? You see, inside, you still have some options. You can place yourself in different places inside this box. It's actually quite big. And there are a lot of other people there as well. So you won't be lonely, yes and no. I mean outside, there just isn't anything. You see, you can't live your life like a hippie, haha. You've got to do something. It's either in or out, and when you're out, you just won't really exist anymore. Ha ha, you just don't have any purpose, any value. You're a loser then. Why would you want to be a loser? I'm sure you'll feel at home at some point when you've learnt all the rules of the box. You will find your place, I'm sure, and the box is good, you know, it's safe. It tells you how you can live here, between these walls, and you won't have to mind the people in other boxes, for they are not like you, they are different. There will only be some few occasions when someone intrudes, breaks your walls, but you just dismiss them because they do not belong to your box. And then you come talk to me and I will repeat all the rules and remind you that you are one of us. So I can talk to you in this way, you see, because we are the same. We think the same. We are both in the same box. You see, how safe and easy it feels, right? I like it here. Yes, I really like it here. I belong here. I found my home here. I know who I am now. I am one of us. We are all together here, that's what I call community, we are the good people, you know. We want this world to be good, we are not like the people in those other boxes, those thieves, snobs. All those idiots, so stupid they are, why aren't they just like us? That's just something I will never understand, you know, I think they're all just a bit stupid really. They are just a bit more stupid than we are. We are better here, you know, because we know what's good, what's right, all of that. We know it, we chose the right box, we own the truth here. That's why this box rocks. Oh really, you tell me that, maybe you are like this, maybe you are this and that, maybe I can name you like this, maybe you're a bit like that. Maybe you are this and this and this and this, maybe this is you. I think you could be that. I think this is what you are. Yes, yes, I know it now. I have a name for it. You are this. Yes, this is you. Now we know what you are, so it's okay. It can still work in this box. Cool. MHM, now let's talk about something else. Oh, look what I found today. Oh, are you dating anyone at the moment? Oh, really? Oh, you really don't feel like you need to. Oh, maybe you're just not a romantic person. You don't feel like you want to fall in love and don't care if anyone falls in love with you. It's okay. I accept that. There are people who are like that. It's okay. Don't worry. You can still be in the box. Oh, wait, now you're starting to sound a little bit too hippie here. Ha ha. Hippie, hippie. Ha ha ha. You are so hippie, ha ha. Well, it's just that maybe you don't know what you're talking about. See, I do know. I read this and I read that, and this guy said that, and this guy is good. So I know what you mean, and you don't have to worry. We all feel a little hippie sometimes and it's okay, but of course, in the end, no one wants to live like a hippie. You're not gonna live like a hippie in the end, haha. That would be so hilarious, and you are not a hippie. I know you. In that case, you can maybe even change the box a little if you want to. There is space for you to be yourself, I promise you, as long as you pay attention to the walls. You see, you don't have to worry because we are open-minded in this box. So there is always room for some new ideas. Yes, I tell you that, because we are very, very open. It's our rule to be open. We have learnt that openness is important, you see. So we have now decided that we are open people. Oh, you tell me that, well, it's obviously just because they are men. Men act in this way. Yes? Hey, you think I should download Tinder again? Ha ha. What do you mean free? What does that even mean? You want to be free? Ha ha, I don't understand you. You obviously do not know how the world works. Let me tell you how it works. You see, you are at home when you are stable, and you are stable here in this box. You've got everything you need to survive here. You should be grateful for that. And then you go on and fulfill the ideals of the box. So you get this kind of job, and you feel purpose. And then you do it well, and then you inform people how our good box works. And it is the better way of life. Never forget to inform people about that. They need to learn, and that's all you need to do in life. That's your reason for existence, given to your hands. Isn't that great? You should be grateful that you have the box. Don't talk about freedom and such things. First of all, that's obviously hippie talk. And second of all, what does it even mean? Tell me what it means, now. Oh, so you don't even really know what it means, huh? You don't have any explanation. Where did you learn all of this? Give me a name. Where does your information come from? Your ideas. Where did you get them? Who said that? Oh yes, of course, I know of that existentialist philosopher. Yay, sure, it's interesting. But anyway, you are not like him. He is some kind of unique soul. And he is dead now anyway. We live today, you see. This is how we lie today. It's easy. You've got the meaning written right here. Just follow this guy. He is so sick. I worship him. Oh, and I worship her too. This girl, look, OMG, she is also so good looking. I love her because she is beautiful, but still says smart things. She is fighting for her rights to be what she is. Look, this music video is so cool. I love her hair. Yeah, she struggles, you know. It's not easy to be so judged. I support her. I'm on her side. She is fighting for the right reasons.
Hey, yeah, bello, hello, what is this? What the hell is going on here? Hey, yeah, bello, hello, what is this? What the hell is going on here?
Hey, hello, hello, what is this? What the hell is going on here?
Hi, I am, hey, hello, 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 what is this? What the hell is going on here?
You don't know me, so why are you talking to me? If you really want to talk to me, then talk to me as if I exist. It is not that hard. Why you look at me? What are you looking for? Some company? Some comfort? What do you want, hey, from a stranger like me? What am I to you? What am I? Please say it. I want to know why the fuck I'm here, and why the fuck you're there. Do you know? Do you want to know? Do you want me to open up? Do you want me to talk to you? Shall I speak? Shall I just sit? Shall I just look nice? Should I smile? Oh, and how great you think it is just to look at me, yeah? Just knowing I'm here, yeah? Just knowing someone is there, yeah? Perfect fit for your kind of taste, yeah? The image is all yours for just a moment there, yeah? What about me, eh? What are you looking for, man? Man? Why is it that you're always a man and I'm always a girl? A young girl. I'm so tired of you. I'm so, so tired of you. When will you go? When will you go? Can you just please leave? I always have to leave. I'm always the one who has to leave. I wish I could be more than just a young, promising girl that you don't even care to know. And maybe I don't care to know you. Not now, at least. It's lost. I've given up. I walk away. So many people in the world, you see. I can't talk to you all. I can't please you all. I can't be around always. I got a life too, you know. I got things to do, you know. And I don't really care about you. And I'm not sorry. He kept on looking for the nothingness to empty himself of everything he is. He must have felt something, though, why otherwise try so hard to be so hollow like this. This is his story, not mine, though he always tries to bring me down into the hole that he's in. He wanted to tell me that there's nothing for us. We belong here, in the dust. But you know what? Maybe you're just a little lonesome. You say you don't care to be happy. You don't care to be good. You've locked the door you never felt understood. But you saw a star. She walked your ground. And all you wanted was to be found. But with the doors locked, you had no words to describe what you've forgotten so long ago. So you had to force her inside, where the emptiness roamed through transparent objects, where the sad reality grows. In there you caught her, perfectly set. You caught that target, you caught it in your nest. But she was breathing still, looking at you, as if she knew she was only there to make your mind less blue. Why she don't smile? She's waiting while you're watching her profile. You thought she was a shining star, but she's just a person after all. And your point of distance is so far. With your heart so silenced and your mind so scarred, that anything pretty will come as a star. But what about her? Aren't you just a stranger, waiting her to join you in your hole, wanting someone to smile and save your lost soul? It's a short way to go crazy. Their minds have gotten into traps. You found ways to survive. They are wary, sad, soon to collapse. You are all of that, though alive. And revenge hanging in the street. They see flesh, they sense meat. Remember where you put your feet. If you're beautiful, then you're a treat. You are alone wherever you go. Whoever you speak to, they wouldn't know that we'd go mad. Be careful, avoid what's bad. We've been lost. Make us come home, make me trust. Make my heart warm, and I'd fall into your foam to forget where I came from. I destroy you, though. I'll destroy you, you know. And all I can relate to is their pain, is their confusion and madness, the minds that have gone insane. I am forgotten by everyone, so I gotta be strong, gotta be strong. I couldn't share it with you. Surrounded by thousands, surrounded by the dark, surrounded by the sun, surrounded by the lurking men in the park. It's okay, I understand you. I've been close to going insane too, many times, but I always gone to sleep. I've been pushed down by the surface, I've been drowning in the deep, and now I've slept for so long that I'm tired, so tired. I'm so dead, I'm so fired. I'm so finished, I'm so gone, and I had to once again carry on. Now I'm standing there alone. I have a massive space on my own, but I can't breathe here. I was searching for something clear, but it can't be found anywhere, only in you. But you are too lost, my dear, so we couldn't share. I'm a cowboy, I'm an artist, I'm just full of confusion. I'm fearless, I'm fearful, I'm made up, I'm an illusion. I'm a joke, I'm a drifter, and there is no conclusion. My mind is the shifter, and I am the delusion. Did it ever hit you? Did I ever hit you? I tried to. I tried to wake you up. I tried to kill you. I tried to empty myself. I tried to escape. I tried to reshape. I tried to leave the city. I tried the empty landscape. I tried to be part of some kind of crew. I tried to be fine. I tried to be true. I tried to refine. I tried to undo. I'm a poet, I'm a pressure. I looked for pain, I looked for pleasure. I came back in the rain. I saw that guy smiling and it gave me everything. In the the cafe, he brought me some coffee, and I felt like crying. A stranger, I miss him, but I don't belong there. I don't belong nowhere. I scream in the absence, I cry in the shadows. I sleep in a space with no windows. I wait for the night, I wait for the morning. I disappear in the dirt, I sing in the dark. I create in the pains, I fly in the miseries. I dream in the blue sand, I dive through the cold waves. I break all the ice, I swim through massive lakes. I find antiques full of emptiness, and I dance in the hollow. I walk into a forgotten story, and I forget in the rain. I dry my skin from silver tears. I reflect my terror in the eyes of a stranger. I search in long-lost sorrows. I climb the dead trees. I walk streets of the past. I empty my soul in the intangible. I linger for a moment. I feel the wind changing. I see the sun rising. I watch my body floating. I wish to be one with it. I wish to live one more day. So I have to move with it. And so I walk. Far, far away. Gone. Gone. And you wouldn't even have noticed. I was gone the whole time. The whole way through. I was out, sweeping the ground of memories, cleaning the pipes of the city dust, and the sweat from the heat, and the dawn and the past, and the ruins of nostalgia, and I lost the map of yesterday's truth, and I believed in some old book. And the mud of the earth got stuck under my shoes, and now my footprints make the floors filthy again, and I always have to swipe it all over again, and it just never ends. And now I've left, and now I've felt, and now I've lived, and now I do it all again. I've been hiding in the park. I've been scared to talk. I've been scared of the dark. I've been on the bottom. I've not been able to walk. I've been trying to remember why I'm always walking away. I've been trying to remember what I came here to say. I've been trying to collect all fear to close it inside. I've thought of possible ways to live, not needing to decide. What I should do, what I should be, what I am to you and what you are to me. 'Cause it seemed that for now I'm lost, because I lost the box with all the trust. But it's been replaced by the box of fear. It takes time to empty it, to make things clear. And I know I could stay, I know I could leave. As soon as I tell myself I believe I belong here, I get lost. When will you realize that it will be you that leaves rather than your surroundings that change? And I don't like to wait, so I have to go alone. And whenever you're back, I'm gone. And in the feeling of freedom, she left. And in the feeling of anxiety, she left. I can't work out the difference anymore. All I want is to rest. free of external sorrow, free of abstract persons. She is the heaven, she is the ocean. She is the constant, endless motion. Thank you. Nice to see that some more people came in the end. Now there will be a short break, and you can have another drink, and then you can come back and lie down, and we're going to listen to this 1 hour sound journey.